Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, I just want to say thank you, church. God did it with your support. Pastor Eric, thank you so much. Why are you on the stage? The elders, thank you so much. The board members, the church members. This is Bible First, Fiji. Without God, we cannot be there. It was through your prayers. And brothers and sisters in Christ, it's through your prayers. We've been praying for revelation. We've been praying for revival happens. And that is the answer to prayer. I just want to say thank you so much. Don't stop there. Keep on going. Amen. And I just want to say, you know, just this trip coming back, I've seen a lot of growth, changes happening within the lives of the members of the church. And I just want to say thank you so much for being on there. Teaching, I mean, it's amazing. Bible studies. Uncle Stephen just heard you. I mean, it was a couple of years ago. Uncle Stephen would be something else. But just listening to him that Sunday, I'm so blessed. I visit him when I take April and them, give me the flower to deliver to Auntie. And he was there on his table, studying the Word. Studying the Word of God. It just blesses me so much. The joy within me. Yes, thank you, Lord. And I heard that Darren, preached that Sunday before I came in. It was wonderful. I had good news, good stories from people. I mean, just see that growth in the people, just to hear what's going on, just so blessed, just filled with joy. Because we are all part of that. We are all part of that. And I just want to give God the glory for that. Because God did it. Of your obedience, God did it. And you hang on there. Praise the Lord. Amen. But I just want to say, do not forget Fiji right now. It's through the hurricane. My wife was telling me, honey, did you close the two windows? You know, I said, no. I didn't close the two windows. But don't worry about the windows. Worry about the whole house. Because this storm is 285 miles an hour. The biggest ever hit Fiji. And it's cut through the island where we live. But still, I know that the things of this world, I have peace within me. If God has sent us there, He's take care of us. Amen, church. Let's just give Him the glory this morning. And I just want to say thank you again, Bethany, Bethel, and Derek. Thank you so much. Eric, sorry. Amen. There. Praise the Lord, bro. Thank you. Keep up the good works. And the worship team, thank you. Tony, Devlin, Maka, and sisters. Thank you so much for doing that. It's a joy to come and just see what God has been doing within us. Praise the Lord. And I want to thank you so much for supporting Bible First Mission Fiji. All that you give. Everyone been part of what God has been doing in Fiji. Thank you so much. Amen. Amen. Let's just pray. Father, we thank you for what you've been doing in Fiji. And Father, as I say your word, Lord Jesus, with us here this morning. And Father, I pray that you use me, Lord, to be a vessel, to be an instrument. What I need to say, Lord, let's come from your spirit, Lord Jesus. And Father, I pray that you open up our hearts to receive, our ears, Lord, to hear. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your presence with us. We thank you for your leading of your Holy Spirit within us, Lord. Father, we know that you're here. You never leave us, not forsake us. Your presence is within us, Lord. Father, let us, Lord, as this morning as we hear your word, have a new beginning in our walk, in our relationship with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Tony was singing a song this morning, leading us in worship. One of the songs that he sang was, "Reign in me again. Reign in me again, O Lord." I want to say this morning, the beginnings. I think all of us, we need a new beginning in our walk with the Lord. I do not know where we are at in our walk with the Lord, but allow the Holy Spirit this morning. Allow the Holy Spirit. Allow God to touch where He needs to touch in our lives. Amen, church. Amen. If you have your Bible with me, please attend to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 to verse 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 to 20. It says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, and the new has come. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting man's sin against them, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God." I just want to say that I know some of you have heard my testimony. I gave my life in 1988 when I was working in the Middle East in Lebanon. Just to cut that story too long, that testimony, that's when the word Jesus became alive in me. Most of my back years going to church, know nothing at all. Nothing at all. I didn't have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Been brought as a Catholic, you know, most of us know. I don't have any Bible. I don't have any word. Nothing. The priest preached. Finished. I didn't take that scripture with me back home or that word with me. It's done. As soon as I leave the door, finish. I leave Jesus in the church. I go back by myself. All those times, many years, just been hiding in the church. Just been hiding in the church. No intimate relationship with the Lord at all. No nothing. If I know Jesus, yes, I know Jesus just within my heart. My head, but not in my heart. So God took me all the way to the Middle East. That's when the word Jesus became real to me. Let me just say this testimony. I was working as in the, you know, like wireless telecom underneath a bomb shelter. My shift was from 12 to 6 o'clock. I just came back after I done my shift at 6. I went to my room and I was just lying down there thinking. My mind was all at home. And then suddenly I heard this shooting, these people. This PLO was shooting at us. But we have to, because we've been trained to dress up in battle order in 1 minute. So I have to dress up in 1 minute. But at the same time I was dressing up, the word that comes out from my mouth was, "Jesus saved me. Jesus saved me." Jesus saved me. So I went down to the bomb shelter. And I repent before the Lord. And ask the Lord to forgive me for my sin. After that, I just feel with the joy within me. Amazing the joy that God has put in my heart. I came back up the bomb shelter. And I said, yes, even though these people were shooting at us. I said, thank you, Jesus. It's like, I'm ready to go now. I'm serious. This is what I said to the Lord. There was a joy within me. I know when I was calling the name of Jesus to save me because I know where I'm at in my walk with the Lord. I feel with the joy when I came out of that bomb shelter. I was saying, yes, Lord, take me. I know where I'm going. Amen, church? I know where I'm going. So there was a new beginning for me. My new walk with the Lord. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ Jesus, he is a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. Church, I really do believe every single person in this sanctuary has the beginning in their walk with the Lord. If you don't have, you can see Pastor Eric. Church, I really believe that everybody in here has a new testimony, has a testimony of what God has done in her life or in his life. Amen, church. Christian life has the beginning. Christian life has a beginning. No one has been born a Christian. No one. No one has been born a Christian. We all born sinners. Listen to what David says in Psalms 51, verse 5. Surely I was sinful at birth. Sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Romans chapter 3, verse 10. It is written, there is no one righteous, not even one. Church, we all need to be born again. We all need to be born again to receive eternal life. In chapter 3 of John, it talks about Nicodemus. You know the story about Nicodemus. Jesus replied and declared, I tell you the truth. No one can see the kingdom of God unless he's born again. Amen, church? We need to be born again. We need a new beginning within us, church. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believes in him shall not perish. You know, along the way, I fall short. In my Christian walk. But church, we as believers, we need a new beginning. We need new beginnings in our walk with the Lord. I do not know what happens at home after you leave the church. Only you and God knows. There was a time when I just hide myself in the church. And I leave Jesus in the church. I didn't even take Jesus out of the church. I just meet Jesus in the church. And I leave Jesus in the church. Church, we need to take Jesus wherever we at. We need to do that in our walk with the Lord. I don't know what your relationship with your wife and your husband. I don't know what your relationship with your kids. Only you and God knows. Sometimes we as believers, we need a new beginning. And let me tell you, church, David understood this. David understood this. Remember David? The man after God's heart. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He understood this. And he said to the Lord, Lord, created me a clean heart. And renew thy spirit within me. Do not cast away your presence or take away your Holy Spirit from me. This one word is stuck. He said, restored unto me the joy of your salvation. Church, we need that in our family today. We need that in our church, in our relationship with one another. As we serve the Lord Jesus Christ, let's have the joy of serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation. I want to encourage us with that this morning. Ask the Lord to restore back the joy of serving Him. Ask the Lord this morning to do what He wants to do. Allow the Holy Spirit to work in our lives. Uncle Stephen said that with us last Sunday. Restore unto me the joy of salvation. I remember in my life there was excitement when I gave my life to the Lord. But there was a time when I fell short. And my cry was, restore unto me the joy of your salvation. And we need to cry that unto the Lord, church. Let's have a new beginning. Let's have a new beginning in our relationship with one another. Let's forgive one another and move forward. I do not know, but you and God knows. Let the past be the past through forgiveness. Let the past be the past. The old has gone. Church, we need to believe that the old has gone. We need to believe today that the old has gone through forgiveness. Psalms 103 verse 12 says, as far as the east from the west, so far has He removed our transgression from us. Jesus, God, has forgive and He forgets. You know that east and west, they will never meet. Hallelujah. Never they will meet. This is a symbolic portrait of God's forgiveness when He forgives you and He forgives me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's have a new beginning. God has forgiven the past. Hallelujah. He separates it from us and does not even remember it again. Church, we no need to dwell in the past. Amen? No need to dwell in the past. For God forgives and He forgets. New beginnings also require forgiving your brothers and your sisters. Amen, church? We need to keep on doing that. Forgive our brothers and our sisters. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30 to 32, it says, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. 32, it says, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ forgave you. Amen, church. We can grieve the Holy Spirit in the way we live. That's why we, church, I want to encourage us this morning. Let's have a new beginning. Amen. In our walk with the Lord, in your walk with your wife and your husband, in your family, in your church, with your pastor, your relationship with your pastor, with your elders. Let's come together. Let's work together. Amen, church. Do not hold back in refusing to forgive. It's time to put away those old things that are wrong to us. We can forgive because we have been forgiven. Church, are you ready to let the past be the past through forgiveness? Are we ready to do that? I do not know what we go through, I said again. Only God and you know. But are we ready this morning? Let's have a new beginning. Let's get out of that door with a new beginning, a new joy, a new salvation restored unto us. Amen? And let me just close with these scriptures. Verse 18 and 20, it says that all this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting man's sin against them, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore ambassadors of Christ. Amen, church. God has given us the ministry of reconciliation. We have been commissioned to tell others about Christ's love. We need to tell others about Christ's love. We are ambassadors of Christ. As believers, we are ambassadors of Christ sent with this message of reconciliation to the world. Amen, church. We have an important responsibility to do. We need to ask the Lord to renew us also, to give us a new beginning also in doing his work. Because he has given us the ministry of reconciliation. We can have a new beginning in that. Go out and share his love. If we are not been sharing God's love, we can step out, give something, share the love of God. Amen, church. Nothing is as exciting as winning others to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen, church. Let's have that new beginning. Let's work together again as Bible First Mission. I don't say that we are not working together, but let's have that new beginning. Let's start all over again. Amen, church. So I just want to give out this morning a call up the elders. Would you come up, please? Pastoral team. My wife, I'll call my wife up to come up, please. I just want to, if you're here, you're not born again, you want to give your life to the Lord, the altar is open. If you're here that you have lost the joy of your salvation, you want the Lord to restore back that joy within you, you can come up. We can pray for you. The Lord will restore back that joy of salvation. And church, if you're finding it difficult in forgiving others, come up. The elders are here. Pastor is here also. Come up. Share. Let's have a new beginning. Amen, church. Today is the day of salvation. You want to have a new beginning this morning. You want to restore back the joy within us. This is the time. And I will ask my wife to sing the song. And let's all rise together, please. Created me. Amazing grace. Amen, church.
Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Must find, but now I see.
Yes.
My chains are
gone. Hallelujah. I've been set free.
You want to set free this morning,
my
church?
God,
come up, please. You want to be prayed for this morning? The altar is open.
And like a cloud, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace.
My chains are gone.
My chains are gone. I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace.
If you know the Lord has been speaking to you this morning, maybe you feel shy a little bit, it doesn't matter. God knows your heart. Just where you at, standing right there, just you and the Lord. Just pray it out to Him and ask Him to give you the joy, to have that new beginning in your walk with the Lord this morning. Let's have a new beginning. The old has passed, the new. Now the new has come. And Father, we thank You for Your word this morning. We thank You, Lord, for Your word. Your word changes us. We thank You for Your blood that shed on us at Calvary. We thank You, Lord, for the victory this morning. And Father, restore unto us the joy of Your salvation. Father, we thank You for the new beginning. Father, we want to take You wherever we are, Lord Jesus. We want to take You with us out there on the beach. We want to take You with us in our homes, Lord. Father, so many times we leave You in the church. We go by ourselves. Father, I just pray that You forgive us, Lord. We thank You for restoring back to us, Lord Jesus. We thank You, Lord Jesus, for the new that has come. Cleanse our minds, Lord. Our hearts, Lord. We do not know when You're going to come back, Lord Jesus. But Father, we thank You for Your word this morning, that we can prepare ourselves, that we can have a new relationship with You. And Father, we thank You for Bible First Mission Church.
Yes, sir.
We thank You, Lord, for what You've been doing in our lives. We thank You, Lord. And Father, we thank You. Father, I just pray there will be new revelation. New things will happen, Lord, within our lives. Father, new beginning within our families. Our relationship with one another. With our pastor, with our elders, Lord. Let Your name be glorified in this church. And we thank You. In Jesus' name. Amen. Church, we thank You for coming. Our service is ended. Go and serve the Lord. Go in peace and love one another. Amen.